I'm George Walker. The Cardinal Stage Company has come up with a creative solution to safe theater in these pandemic times. Here's Cardinal's artistic director, Kate Galvin.
Live-ish.
Yeah.
Live-ish. We are creating a series of what we're calling walkabout radio plays, original pieces that we have commissioned from local playwrights, Emily Goodson and Josie Gindrich, a series of four that are one story that is linked. The way that it will work for the audience, they purchase a play, then get a link to page on our website where they will be able to have access to an album, and each track on the album is a scene in the play. And they will also get a map that shows them where in town to walk. And as they walk their route, they will at different landmarks listen to each scene of the play as it unfurls.
How did you come up with this wonderful idea?
I was living in Philadelphia years ago. I think someone did a show like this at the Philadelphia Fringe Festival. And that was like in the back of my mind somewhere. It bubbled up as I was racking my brain how we could provide safe entertainment during this time. And so I set out to create something similar.
Can you describe some of these scenes?
The story, something appropriate and spooky for the fall, takes place in Bloomington. It's about a mysterious family who protect our city. The first two pieces are both set on campus, so people have a beautiful walk around IU's gorgeous campus. And each experience 40 to 45 minutes total, including walking. We have a story about a young woman who comes to IU under unusual circumstances and discovers that she is the heir to this mysterious family and that she's been given a challenge whether she wants to join them in their task. And the second story is sort of the prequel as we kind of learn how this all came about. It's going to be two more that sort of explore the story further.
So much for the plays. Cardinal has another goal.
I think it's going to be really fun and really cool. Plays are really intriguing and standalone quite well. And our goal is to get people out and about in the community safely, enjoying a really kind of unique theatrical experience where their surroundings are part of the story, and to see the town in a new light, that there's this sort of magical layer on top of our everyday reality. We've never done this before, so people will be able to go on our website and get access to the radio plays just as they would purchase a ticket to a show. We're using this sort of sliding scale model because we want people to try it. We want people to participate. We're suggesting that people pay $10 to $15 for each play. And of course, our members get access to everything we do.
Cardinal isn't ignoring the less mobile and those who'd like to stay at home.
For folks who have mobility challenges or don't feel safe going outside, you know, folks who are immunocompromised, we are going to have a companion document with photos so that people will be able to sit at home and access it from their laptop or their phone and sort of read along with the photos instead of walking the route.
Kate Galvin, the Cardinal's artistic director, talking about the company's creative approach to safe theater during these pandemic times. More at cardinal.com. I'm George Walker.